Welcome back to the Balls and Holes podcast presented by Backseat Coach. This is episode 9 and it has been a hot minute. This is it's been 2 weeks since our last episode.
Yeah, we've been kind of never lining up on our schedules, in and out.
Yeah,
but just travel.
Yeah, we prefaced it last episode. There's gonna be a lot of travel, but
yeah,
one thing that doesn't change anything but is kind of fun for the way we publish podcasts is you're supposed to put in like what season and episode it is.
Oh,
so I think we should just say we're on season 2, episode 1 of the Balls and Holes podcast.
Interesting. Right, so what marks it as season 2?
You can do whatever you like. It's just up to you, like if you just want to change seasons, but for us, we're just gonna do it because we took 2 weeks off. So it's season 2 now.
So we have 8 episodes a season?
No, yeah. No, it's just really whenever there's a major break. We have some new segments we're going to do this time. It's now season 2.
True. Okay.
That's otherwise, true. What would have been season 2 when we move? Each season would be a
different or like location. Every 10 episodes.
Nah.
Okay.
We'll do fine. Season 2, episode 1.
Okay.
It doesn't
good.
Mean anything to anyone listening. It only matters to me publishing it just because it's fun.
Right.
Because no one else sees what season our episode
but
is.
But we know it's season
But we're just going to say episode 9. Overall, but that's just a fun aside for us.
Oh yeah,
on the back end,
season 2, episode 1, but really episode 9.
Yeah, we're never gonna change that. We're always gonna count up.
Yeah,
episode numbers.
Yeah.
Okay, team guessing. 2 weeks ago, you did 4 out of 9.
Okay,
but you felt good about it. If you can remember that long ago,
I remember.
Yeah, because the Cleveland Indians were on there.
Right, and you set me up for failure.
You didn't want to touch that with a 10-foot stick.
Right.
So I don't blame you. But uh-huh. We'll go to this week, and so we initially were gonna film a podcast 2 weeks ago. We probably for sure would have taken last week off, but we didn't get around to it 2 weeks ago. But I'd already planned some of this, so I'm reusing some of the material that I would have planned for that
okay.
one. And I had the team guessing, and then when I was re-looking at it this morning to get my podcast notes all in order, I revisited these teams, and I was like, I think they're pretty easy.
Okay.
So we'll see how it goes, but I think you should be able to do well this week. All right, here's team 1.
Uh-huh. So, I was
what
a little nervous.
Seeing?
Okay, it's a B. With tiger stripes, orange and black. And I was a little nervous because I do recognize this, but I couldn't think really of the name. But I'm pretty sure that it's the Cincinnati Bengals football.
3 out of 3 to
Sweet.
Start. And
okay.
That's so honestly the one that I think would have been the most challenging out of these three.
Beautiful.
So I think yeah, you might have a perfect week.
Yay.
All right.
I'll be sad if I don't, though.
Did you get a perfect week that 1 week, or was it 8 out of 9?
I have gotten a perfect Yeah, I have gotten a perfect week. The one with the Chicago... Well?
For some reason, I thought you just got, like, a city wrong or something.
We'll have to
check the artifacts, but here's 2.
Oh, hon. Okay, I know this is your favorite team. It's it's the Saints. It's the Saints logo, the Florida Lee. Gold and black and white. So, it's the Saints football. I don't know where they're from.
Okay, think. Florida Lee.
I know.
What is
I know
Florida
it's like
Lee?
Louisiana, but.
Right.
Is that it?
Well, no, it's a city.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's one Princess and the Frog.
New Orleans.
Princess and the Frog.
That's New Orleans.
Yeah, New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
Good
okay,
job.
Cool. I thought you were telling me that was wrong. We were like, no, Princess and the Frog.
No, because you were saying it hesitantly, so I wanted to reaffirm.
Right.
But without just saying it straight up.
Right.
Okay, team 3. So right now you're at 6 out of 6.
You thought I was going to know this one?
I thought you had a chance of knowing this one.
Oh, I don't know what this is. Okay, so it's a blue square background. And so basically the logo itself, I think, is an orange star with an H in the center. I'm going to go ahead and say it's a Houston team because you're making it. Wait. Okay, Houston Astros. I don't know what team they're for, though. Is that baseball? Baseball? Houston Astros baseball?
Ladies and gentlemen, 9 out of 9 this week. Another
Sweet.
Perfect week.
I really didn't,
I knew,
I didn't know what that was.
I knew looking at the board you had a good chance. You were for sure going to at least go 6
okay.
out of 9. But yeah, that was a great job.
I'd only heard of the Houston Astros before. That's why I brought it up, I think, last week.
Mm-hmm.
But or not last week, last episode. But I'd never seen their logo before. But I think just your confidence in me knowing this made me
yeah,
think.
Yeah, kind of gave it away. That was a Texas team. But
yeah.
One thing that's interesting is there's a star in their logo, and their old school logo, this is a relatively new logo, but their old school logo had a star too, and I get it because Astros, you're going into space, stars.
Yeah.
But you think with how rivalrous Dallas and Houston are.
True.
That
to be the stars.
They wouldn't have a star.
I guess it's
identity.
Different sports, so.
Yeah, but still, Frisco is known as the Stars, Cowboys headquarters, and the Dallas Stars is the hockey team.
Yeah.
So I feel like just Stars is kind of like a Dallas thing.
Yeah.
But okay, Houston can just stay being inferior. Okay. Podcast topic for this week is just nice and easy, easing back into it, or easing into season two.
Okay.
Just, season we're going to be talking about fantasy football here.
Okay.
Fantasy football podcast is what Balls and Holes is. So let's just give a recap of fantasy football so far. So kind of tell people, how are your two teams doing?
We've had 2 weeks so far.
Week three kicks off in about an hour.
My first week, technically
it kicked off Thursday.
My first week was really great. Dak Prescott's been doing me well. Let's see. Saquon Barkley has really been just giving me the finger. Hopefully he does better this week. Last week wasn't so bad, but not what I was hoping my, like,
not what you drafted him
number
for.
One pick would be doing.
Yeah.
So, first week was good. Won both my games, because we're in two leagues, or I am. I won both of them. Then week two, lost one pretty bad. And then my other one, we were kind of hoping for. We were both pushing for Aaron Rodgers to do well.
No, to do bad.
Do bad, yeah, yeah. Because that was the player on the other team's last player. So I needed him to do just really awful. Do well for us. Mm-hmm. And he didn't. So I lost.
So you're 1-1 in both leagues.
Mm-hmm.
So projected
to win this week's, though.
So you kind of touched on it just now, but we'll kind of give an overall recap. So who are your favorite players on your team? So you mentioned Dak Prescott. Who else on your teams have you been happy with?
Of course, George Kittle. I mean, it's not even like he's doing incredible.
But he's been stinking this year, because I have him. He's just been bad.
He hasn't really been stinking that much.
Last week, he got 3 points.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay, Kitty. That's probably why I lost. Yeah, whatever.
He plays tonight on Sunday Night Football. He'll do fine. We'll watch George Kittle tonight together.
Who have I been liking?
If you watch football with me today.
I've been really frustrated with the whole Josh Jacobs situation because I also have Drake.
Right.
So trying to figure out who to play is really
hard. Who are you playing this week?
Drake. Josh Jacobs, I think, is out.
Right.
He was doubtful. So
my next question is going to be, who are your least favorite players? So favorite players, you're enjoying Kittle, even though he's not doing that well, but you're definitely enjoying
Dak. I'm just happy to have him. Yeah, definitely enjoying Dak. I have Sierra's husband on my other team.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
He's been really good, too.
He's been doing all right, yeah. So my quarterbacks are doing well. I don't really know who my wide receivers even are, but they're always pulling.
But it sounds like you're enjoying your quarterback. It sounds like you got some running back problems. You're not enjoying Saquon. Do you have him in both leagues, right?
Yep.
Saquon in both leagues and not enjoying them.
Because I really thought he was going to pull through for me. I think he still will.
He still has a chance.
He played a good amount last game. So I think week three is going to be like his 100% week. Like, he's going to be out there.
I can't remember who the Giants are playing today, but hopefully he does well.
I'm repping my Broncos merch today.
Mm-hmm. Von Miller jersey. You're wearing a Christian McCaffrey jersey on Thursday, and then he got injured for a few weeks.
Well, I think it's because I took the jersey off.
Mm, it could be.
I took it off to go get some ice cream, and when I came back, he was injured.
Yeah, that's devastating. You really have running back problems, because you don't enjoy Saquon Barkley, but you have hopes for him. Josh Jacobs, Kenyon Drake situation has been frustrating.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure in one of the leagues, I can't remember which one, you drafted Raheem Mostert, and he got injured like 10 first minutes week. Into the first game out for the season.
Yep, and he was supposed to do quite well, so that stinks.
We talked so much a couple weeks ago about how running backs are most important for championships, and you're having some running back issues.
I know.
But that's what fantasy football is. You can never predict injuries.
Yeah. But it's okay.
You have, and I know, I don't remember who all your series are, but I know you have CeeDee Lamb in one, and he's been doing very well.
I do, he did really well, yeah.
So the CeeDee Lamb-Dak Prescott combo is just deadly.
Yeah.
Every time he throws touchdowns.
Especially that first week, like, they racked in points for me.
If Dak throws a touchdown to CD, that's just so many points for you.
Yeah.
But that's good. So we kind of figure out who your favorite players are, least favorite players are.
Tell me about yours.
Oh, mine? So week one was bad. So I'm in five.
Yeah, you're pretty upset about week one.
I'm in five leagues. Let me think. So I'm in my league that I went to Vegas for. Mm-hmm. I'm in the couples league with you. I'm in the family league with you. I'm in a league for my MBA with the University of Arizona people. And then there's a fifth one that I'm not remembering right now. Hmm. Silence has come across the room.
Your job, maybe?
No. I don't know, but week one was bad because I lost in every single league.
Like, yeah, that was sad.
That was just every single league.
That on top of Wisconsin not doing well.
Yeah. The Backseat Coach League, obviously, is my other one.
Oh, yeah.
So I lost in every single league week one. It was tough. It was very devastating. Had higher hopes. nothing really went wrong. Like, my teams did fine, but mm-hmm. just other teams did better. It was just unlucky. And then week two came around, and I won in every league except the one we were both hoping Aaron Rodgers did bad for. So right. definitely a good bounce good. Back yeah, last week. Good. But in my main league, the most important league, the Vegas league, mm-hmm. 0-2. But I'm feeling good about my team. This week I'm projected for the most points. The guy I'm facing had McCaffrey. So
that's good.
He got injured. So looking pretty good this week, but
not good that he got injured, but good that you're doing right. well.
But overall, I'm like fine with it. I'm happy.
Good. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Do you have Kittle on your New Year teams?
Yeah, and he stinks.
Well, you know.
I think I have him too. You lose some. But yeah, it's whatever. You win some, you lose some. Uh-huh. I think I'll probably win like half this week. I think I'll lose half. According to projections.
I think I'll win both.
I'm excited for the games to start, which is somewhat soon. We got an hour. I'm excited.
Yep.
So we could talk about your favorite and least favorite players. So now, what do you wish you knew before you started? Because I know there was, like, I remember initially with the draft, you were like, oh, I wish I knew. Or right after the draft, you're like, oh, I wish you would have told me about the bye week thing. Or drafting people from different teams.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't about the bye week. It was about
teams.
I didn't realize how important it is to have, players from different teams. And, like, I guess you can't really control this, but I didn't know how it worked. I didn't know that this went on the whole time. I thought it was, like, a one-week kind of thing. I didn't know what was happening. And so when it all started happening, I was like, and you were telling me to make sure my players were not hurt and, like, in the game. And I was like, I don't even know who's playing tonight. Like, how am I supposed to know these things? But I don't know. The app's nice. It really does the whole thing for you.
Yeah.
And, like, alerts you. So, like, I got an alert one time that was like, hey, just so you know, you have a wide receiver on your bench that's supposed to make more points. I was like, oh, let me just switch that around.
The app's nifty because it's you have to really neglect fantasy football to start someone who's injured because it'll notify you saying they're injured in your starting lineup. And then on top of that, you'll go on the app and you'll see either, like, a Q or a D or an O by their name and they're out. And then on top of that, their projection, which normally is like 12 points, will like say zero. So it's like if you start someone who's injured, then you really are just not.
It's trying. On you.
Yeah.
At that point, they've done everything they can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't even really know what was happening. And I remember I was like, you were out of town. And so I was kind of like panicking because this whole situation was about to get started. And I didn't know if I was doing something right or wrong or if I like.
But you won both leagues week one. So
I sure did. Yeah. I was really panicking though, but I called you and you answered my questions. I don't really even remember what they were. I think I was just kind of like, is he going to play? Like, should I switch him out? I do have to ask you sometimes, like, I don't understand, like, do I need to switch this person out if they're questionable or whatever? And you're like, okay, well, it's kind of your decision. Like, you know.
Yeah. It's your because team. What happens is, so teams don't have to, the most annoying is when people are questionable because right now a couple people are questionable for the noon games. And I think teams have until 11:30, so like 30 minutes before kickoff, before that's a lock in saying if someone's playing or not. So if you're not, even if you're not neglecting your team, if you're not available for those 15, 30 minutes before a game, you might get screwed. Someone who you're like, oh, I think he'll probably play, it might get taken out. But
also, like, the players who are questionable up until that, like, 30 minutes, I don't trust that.
Yeah, it happens a lot. Like, teams, I don't know. So sometimes when people are questionable and then they play, they genuinely are good to go and play and do fine. But then there's a lot of times where people are questionable and then we'll play. Like, they'll be listed as starting. Right. Because for some reason, maybe the head coach wants the other team to be like, oh, look, he's healthy. And then the game starts and they're like, no, we're actually not going to play.
That's, I think, where I've been getting screwed.
And, yeah, that's the really frustrating thing. Because I remember that happened with, like, Adam Thielen. Because the Vikings do this a lot where he's not – the coach will normally play, like, Great X Sportscast, if you listen to another Backseat Coach podcast about all Minnesota sports. Mike Zimmer, the head coach of the Vikings, is very much a guy that, like, say someone injures their knee and they're going to be out for, like, 6 weeks. He's very much the kind of guy who, like, in the interviews of the media, be like, oh, he just banged up a little bit. We think he'll be fine. But it's actually, oh, he's out 8 weeks. So he does that a lot. So then there's, like, times where I would have Adam Thielen, who's a wide receiver of the Vikings.
Aww.
And then I'd play him because he's questionable all week. And then he's like, oh, he's playing. And then the game will start and I'll be watching him. Like, he's staying on the sidelines. When's he going in? And just stands on the sides the whole game. I'm like, aww. So annoying.
Yeah, but that is annoying.
That's just fantasy football, though. Yeah. And now you're seeing running backs win championships usually, but you're having some running back issues. But so are a lot of people. There's a lot of injuries.
I think it'll be okay.
I think it'll be okay, too. I think Saquon can only go up from here.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Okay. So anything else you wish you knew before we started?
I don't think so. I think I just, like, really just didn't know what it was about. I didn't know how things were happening, but I definitely have a grasp on it now, which I don't know if it's better or worse because week one, I didn't know what was going on. I was just kind of like, well, we'll just let the wind take it. And then week two, it was kind of like, okay, I know how to make decisions. I know how to bench players. Like, I know how to pick up new players. I picked up that one guy you were talking about. So it got a little more difficult because I think I made some bad decisions with, like, playing certain people because then it just didn't go well for me. And I think maybe if I just let it ride, it would have been a better situation, outcome.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. And one thing that even people who are very experienced in fantasy struggle with, which I did too, it's just hard when you see projections.
Yeah.
Because then your mind just wants to make your team have the highest projected totals. So it doesn't even matter who the players are. You're just like, oh, he's projected more, I'm going to put him in. Even if it's only 1 or 2 points. But then when you really start to be like, okay, he's projected less, but I just like feel better about this matchup, this player's going up
and, like,
against.
Like, read into what they've been doing.
Yeah, so it's hard. Everyone struggles with it. Just seeing someone projected higher, then you immediately just want to play them. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't usually work out, because I'm sure you've seen, like, people are projected for low points and get really high, or projected really high and get low.
Definitely.
But yeah, okay, cool. So no other things you wish you knew. So now we're going into week three, and this is kind of not make or break for your team, but this is where it's like, are you a 2-1 or 1-2? I feel like that's a big, like, difference there.
Because which one's winning?
2-1.
I'll be a 2-1.
Okay. Hopefully.
I will. I know it. I feel good about this week. Last week I kind of knew it wasn't gonna go well for me, but I'm feeling good about this week.
Good. Good. Yeah, and you have a lot of Cowboys, and they play on Monday night, so that's always fun because that's the last game of the week. So it's like, oh, I'm down, but it's what happened, the opposite of what happened to us last week, where you're like, oh, I'm up, but then they have one player left.
Well, it does kind of stink, though, because then we're going to have to watch Monday night, so I need to study.
Yeah.
And Tuesday we have Quinn, Wednesday I have my clinical, Thursday test. So that kind of stinks a little bit, but it's okay. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to pay that much attention if you don't want to. But
true. Well, I kind of want to, though.
Yeah. Are you going to study today, or are you going to watch football today?
I gotta write my paper.
That's fun.
Not really. Well,
maybe you'll be done by the Sunday night football game. You can watch.
What time?
7:30.
Probably.
Yeah. 49ers. You're kind of randomly favorite team now.
Yeah. Have a bunch of those guys.
Play the Green Bay Packers.
You don't like them.
You don't either now that Aaron Rodgers lost you.
True.
Your game.
True. Annoying. And I don't like Shailene Woodley, so there.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So there.
But you kind of like Danica Patrick yesterday, but she's his ex, so that's another reason to hate Green Bay.
Right, exactly. I'm like, good for her getting out of that while she could.
Yeah. Okay, I figured the next topic we can do my product guessing. So this is why we're in season two, because we took a break and now we're back, but also we're just changing things up, and we think I've always been having you guess sports teams' logos. Need to return the favor. I need to guess some things that are, what exactly are they? Like, what's the broad category of what I'm looking at?
I don't want to say, like, female products, but things that I know most women could identify that most men cannot. Just to kind of share the feeling of embarrassment. You know what
do
I mean?
Have
like,
a,
I keep looking at these teams, not knowing what they are.
Do you
are.
Have a scoring rubric?
No, I just am genuinely interested if you know.
So did you, how many?
I have three.
Three. And then, so I just get.
You want points, babe?
Well, I'm trying to figure out a way to make this competitive. Cause like this week you got 9 out of 9. Like how can we make it?
Oh, okay.
But.
Okay. Yeah. So let's say the name of the product, the use of the product, and you want one more.
Yeah.
Okay, the name of the product, the use of the product, and let's say, like, the genre. Like, is it hair? Is it makeup? Like, what is it, you know?
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. Let's see them.
All right.
First up.
I think that these are all things that any woman will look at and know. It might kind of be
what
different,
about any man?
But I don't all think right. so.
So I'm looking at something. They're in little containers called Dip Powder by Tomika Touch Beauty. Dip powder.
Looks
glittery.
Sometimes it is.
So, okay, so I have to say the use, the genre, and...
The product name. I guess you know it, but I like, yeah.
Okay.
Some of them don't have it right on
it. How about we'll just figure out like what that exact rubric is for next week? Since you went 9 out of 9, see what
it
is.
No, go ahead. Dip Powder, you get that point.
Okay, Dip Powder, I'm going to say this is for your nails.
Okay.
And It's like when you put on nail polish or something, you dip your nails in them and it'll give it like glittery look or something to your nails.
Have you seen videos of this?
No.
That's what it is, kind of.
Really?
It's for like acrylic hard nails. This is what I get done on my nails. And it's basically like, it's pretty cool to watch if you've never seen it. But you paint your nail with like a base coat and dip it in this really, really fine powder. And then when you paint back over it, it kind of turns into like a liquid.
Okay.
And it becomes a nail polish. That was good. I'll call that 3 for 3.
Okay.
Good
job, hon. I'll take it. Yeah. It's just like the top red one sold it because it looked a little glittery. And I was like, I feel like it's only for nails.
I mean, I thought you were going to go with the route of like eyeshadow. Okay, here's the next
Look
one.
Look at me, 3 out of 3. This thing is...
This one's hard.
Looks like a heart. Okay. But it looks like a silicone pad. It's green, this one. My first intuition would say it's a thing girls put on like their boobies. But it doesn't
For what?
Look, I don't know. Like
a pasty?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it doesn't look that shape, I feel like. I feel like it wouldn't be this.
This is so funny.
Huh. I feel like my mind just stuck on this being a silicone pad, so.
Okay.
I'm going to say it is for.
What's the name of the product?
The name of the product is a Silipad.
Silipad. Okay. What's the use of that product?
Enhancing the look of a body part.
Okay. Enhancing. Got it. Make your boobs look bigger?
Maybe butt.
Oh, a butt pad. A butt silipad.
I'm going to call this a butt silipad.
A butt silipad. Okay, what I've shown Tyler is a gua sha.
What is that?
A gua sha is like a new wave. Have you heard of people who are doing the facial massages?
Yes.
It's like a huge thing right now. This is like a tool for that. You know jade rollers, maybe?
Oh, is that not a silicone pad?
So this is like a stone.
Okay, my mind went so far.
It's a gua sha.
Okay.
It's spelled G-U-A-S-H-A. And it's just part of that whole new wave of... It's not new. It's like super ancient.
The wave's been in the ocean.
It's an old like Chinese method. The gua sha is, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
And so they're pretty popular right now. They're getting bigger. This next one...
So that was a 0 out of 3.
Yeah, that's okay, hon. That's a hard one. Here you go.
Oh, that is IUD.
How do you know that?
I've taken sex ed courses at health.
They teach that?
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't teach us that.
It's an IUD. It's used to prevent babies.
Where does it go?
In the uterus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting that you knew that.
Yeah, I knew that right away.
Wow.
Right away.
How? I thought that one would really stump you and you think it was like a flosser or something.
Oh, no.
How do you know
that? I'll take that 6 out of 9.
Yeah, I don't know how you knew that.
Oops, I'm just making sure I didn't stop recording.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
That was a good one. I really did not think you'd know what an IUD is.
You like the confidence, too?
Yeah, you're like, oh, an IUD, of course.
Yeah, learn that in health, you know, preventative measures.
That is so funny. Well, I mean, I know like you learn it, but I didn't think you'd be able to like recognize it because it's not... I mean, it is pretty recognizable, but I feel like... I thought, like, only, like, a woman would recognize that.
No.
I feel like you're probably one of the few.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah.
The few, the proud.
I don't think that most men would see that and automatically be like, IUD, of course.
Hmm. Well...
Good job.
I'll take that badge. I'll take a 6 out of 9 on the first one. I'll take it.
It's called, like, an intrauterine device or something like that. I think that's what it stands for. Something like that.
I mean, that makes sense, but can't people get... stuff in their arms too.
It's like an implant,
right? Okay, yeah, people call it an implant, they don't call those IUDs. Okay. Sounds good. Cool.
That's why I was like, do you know where it goes? Because some people think it's like, people don't know the difference, but I'm so proud of you for knowing that.
Thank you
That's pretty impressive.
That
actually
fun new segment. So your goal, your task is next week to come up with 3 more, obviously, but to think of a grading rubric where it can be equal to 9 points that the trainer or that the sports logo guessing can be. So then each week we can do a little competition. Maybe we make it competitive somehow. Like the loser of that week has to do something.
I still think that that's a good 3 of mine of like the product name, the use, and like the genre. Because it's hard. Like Like the dip powder, I had to give you something. Otherwise, if I just give you a container with like powder in it, I really don't think that's fair because I don't think most women.
Yeah, but there's some sports logos I give you that just aren't fair. So I think it's like,
but I don't think like
I think stuff like that you can just throw in every once in a while.
Yeah.
They're super tough.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, next week come up with the three criteria, which I think we have. But then I think now that you know what the criteria are, it'll help you when you're looking for your Google images to be like, oh, I don't want to show something that has like the name on it.
Yeah.
But the other two worked like perfectly.
It was hard to find dip powder that didn't have like nail beauty on it or something like that.
Right.
So I was like, do I blur it?
Yeah, because even dip powder was like gave it away a little bit.
Really?
I mean, dip could just be like a name of something else, but I feel like there's very few like things like women would do that. I just think the only thing I can think of is your nails that you dip.
Really?
Dip something into.
You dip a brush, put it on your eyes.
I guess. Maybe.
I thought you were going to think it was eyeshadow for sure.
Well, I got 6 out of 9.
It's hard because like you are actually pretty well versed with like women's things. Not that you use them, but like I feel like you just have been around them. So I
mean, I have 5 sisters.
That's what I'm saying. It's like it's kind of hard because like you know all the basic stuff.
Yeah.
So I was trying to really think out of the box. That's why the gua sha got you.
Yeah. So I
that's kind of a new wave, like reoccurring.
Yeah, I grew up with 5 sisters, and I've lived with you for several months now. So I think I think I have a pretty good.
You get it.
Yeah,
I get. That's it. Why like I don't use a gua sha obviously, and I don't use an IUD. So I was like, I don't think he knows these things. So I'm just gonna throw them in. But I do get my nails dipped. Maybe I've talked about dip. I don't know. I'm surprised you knew these. Mm. I'm really proud of you though.
Good. Well, now we're moving on to the Trinity. So even though we're in season 2, we're keeping.
I don't think I have a coin.
I have a coin. Don't worry.
Sweet.
I'm always prepared.
Perfect.
All right. So I really want you to flip it this time because I feel like it's been unfair last week. I feel like I'm like 3 or 4 in a row of me picking first.
Okay. I'm just so bad at flipping coins. It's embarrassing. Here, I'm going to move this. Oh, first, the topic is...
Holidays.
Best holidays.
Best holidays.
Okay, the flip.
I have a lot, so even if you take it...
Do you want heads or tails?
I'll take tails.
How do you even flip a coin?
Tyler, tails. Good job.
It is tails.
All right. Number one. See, this is one where I didn't even care too much about winning the coin toss because for me, like, the difference between 1 and 2 isn't that big. Whereas most Trinities, I'm always like, oh, number one's a lock, but, like, you know.
I just think it kind of stinks a little bit because I literally came in here saying there are 3 very superior holidays.
Oh, I agree. I mean, we're not going to
get
all 3.
So you're going to get 1. I'm going to get 1. You're going to get the other one.
Maybe. I don't know. I honestly think my top 3 is not going to line up with a lot of people.
Okay. That's
but fine. My top 2 probably line up with a lot of people.
Okay.
So number 1 is Christmas.
Of course.
Just
has to be.
Yeah. It's just the time of year is so nice. Like I love when I start seeing like, well, a snow, but that's not really a thing here until like February if it ever hits Texas. But I just love the
colder
vibe.
Weather.
Like Christmas music. You
Me
know,
too.
The
I'm
jingle
so
bells.
Excited.
Seeing just like... people nowadays, this is kind of lost nowadays because people don't really have cable, but when I was like a kid and you just have like a TV set and you're scrolling through channel and you just see all these
Christmas movies,
like a, maybe oh a cartoon Rudolph, oh a little Santa Claus,
a little
tree,
cartoon Rudolph
elf, all and oh the best is when like ABC Family or something, this they do it for multiple holidays, but it'll be like the 30 days of Christmas and like every day it's showing a Christmas movie. Christmas is just a banging holiday. I love winter. I love snow.
Peppermint hot chocolate
is yummy. Mm-hmm. Christmas, just the tree, decorating the house.
Do you do a Christmas ham?
I've always been a ham over turkey guy.
Oh, I'm a ham over turkey girl as well. Yeah. But do y'all do like a Christmas ham? I don't think we've ever done. Maybe we have.
Yeah.
I don't want to say anything. My mom's
yeah,
gonna
we
get
would
mad.
We would have some lefse too, which is a very Norwegian thing, Minnesotan thing.
Huh?
Lefse. It's like it looks similar to like a tortilla. But
lefse sounds like oofta. Y'all like your does.
Yeah, it's the Nordic aspect of us, the Viking in us,
the northern blood.
That's why we're the Minnesota Vikings, because everyone up there is Norwegian.
Wait, what is it?
The what? What
the
we eat?
Lefse.
Lefse.
What is that?
It looks like a tortilla, but it's just like you just kind of use it like a tortilla. Like you kind of throw in some ham or like mashed potatoes, whatever like is on the
inside a tortilla.
It's not really like a tortilla. It just looks like one, but it's a lot thinner. It's more of like a type of bread.
This is so off-topic, but that reminded me. Tyler and I have been naughty, first of all, eating. But we have been munching on the Taco Bell chicken
oh
wrap sandwich.
The Taco thing. Bell chicken taco sandwich.
It is so
this
good.
Is so off topic, but it's. So
I know.
Good.
I was just thinking of tortillas, but just so you'll know, if you
it
want
is,
a little snack,
it's really good.
It's so good.
It basically like the chicken's actually really good, and the sauce yeah. tastes like honestly kind of like just a Chick-fil-A sauce.
Bomb. But and it's yeah, got some jalapenos.
All right, back on topic. What's your
right,
first?
Right, my first is Halloween.
Yeah, that was my number two. That's a lock.
Yeah.
I love. So I explain. Explain.
I mean, Halloween's just great. Everybody knows it. Whether or not like you dress up, you get to see adorable little kids dress up. I think the dress up is super fun. I love to do it. Tal and I have plans. We don't really know what we're going to do, but we have ideas.
Mm-hmm.
We got our kitten a criminal costume.
And our dog a cow costume.
Yeah, we call... So we've always assumed Hasty's very cow-like.
Mm-hmm.
But recently we've been really soaking that in. We call her Moo Moo all the time.
I always call her Moo Moo.
Mm-hmm. And like we moo at her. She moos back. We think it's really funny. Because she just kind of has like spots and like whenever she puts her ears, so she has ears that point up. So when she lays them down, she just looks so much like a cow.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll like stand.
Because she's just
like
a white
cow.
Dog with a couple brown spots. She looks very cow-like. And she hates affection. Like she's not an yeah. affectionate dog. So if you like, if you like, grab her and want to hug and just grab
makes
her, she'll just like freeze and just like put her legs straight out and just eyes will have no thoughts on him and her tongue would just be
like, her eyes are just like glazed over.
She yeah, so she's funny. Very cow-like.
Yeah.
And she kind of mooed last night.
Yeah, she did. She's our moo moo girl, so we want her to start mooing. So anyway, yeah, we got her some udders and it's like a harness, so it has udders and then the top of the harness has a little cow head.
It's awesome.
It's so cute.
Yeah. She hates it, but she would hate any costume.
Actually, she doesn't like hate it.
She hates the head on. She
yeah,
will not keep that
right.
on,
but we put it on her and then we hype her up so she likes it and then we'll take it off. So she's like, she doesn't have time to hate it.
And at Petco, was buy two, get one free. So we got Ramsey also a taco costume.
Which he actually kind of likes that one more, I think. Because, mm-hmm. like, the criminal hat is so funny. Mm-hmm. If you want to see it, we posted a TikTok. And it's on our Instagram if you want to mm-hmm. see
yeah, Balls
his
and
costume
Holes Pod
reveal.
On Instagram and TikTok. Make sure you check it out.
We'll have to have one for Hasty, too. We should do the... with her and her...
her cow
costume. Okay. It's like a country song, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Sounds good. But yeah.
Halloween.
Halloween would have been my number two.
Endless candy with no shame.
It's weird for me because I love Halloween. I love the Halloween spirit, like pumpkin spice
I
lattes.
I love spooky
awesome.
Things
I
too.
I love fall. But like I've never been a huge fan of horror movies. I've never been
like
big
them.
Into costumes. Like I've never been a big really? Costume person. So there's like a lot I of things that would point to me not liking Halloween, but I love Halloween. Like
I love it too. I just really love spooky vibes and I'm not one of those girls that like mm-hmm. gets really into it, but I think it's fun to like have like a little skeleton earring like
yeah.
on Halloween.
Black and orange is very fun colors and I think it's just mainly the reason I love it so much. I just love fall. Like,
me
that's
too.
That's my favorite. Like as a kid, I remember people would always, not even as a kid, even just growing up, people in school or whatever, is always like, oh, list your favorite season or whatever, and you have to do, like, icebreakers.
Right.
And for some reason, I would always choose, like, summer, just because I feel like I was, like,
it's kid
like,
thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No school.
But it's so, for me, fall is my favorite season, and it's by so many miles. Like, it's just no season is close to me.
Yeah.
Like, fall.
I think fall would be for me if the weather that we have here in the winter is like fall weather. You know what I mean?
Right.
Cause like,
so I think you're
I like
normal
winter.
Fall.
Yeah, I think so too. Cause like, I like winter better cause it's like 50s. Mm-hmm.
I love walking outside and it's like brisk, cold, like 60 degrees.
Right. That's winter.
The
here.
Colors are all orange and red. Mm-hmm. There's no snow and like the ground's not gross, but it's just all the colors are changing.
Prime.
You can wear kind of whatever, but a breeze will come by and go, ooh, a little chilly.
I haven't known you in a fall yet.
You haven't known me in a
that's
fall.
Really cute.
My least favorite season is spring, but that's more because if you grow up in a place where there's snow, spring is just an always gross season because everything's mm-hmm. melting and like your shoes get ruined everywhere because it's all just like muddy and gross.
Yeah.
Dirt.
We have been through a spring. We moved kind of during a spring.
Yeah, but spring in Texas kind of whatever. But I guess we did kind of have it for a little bit with that snow because mm-hmm. we had to get that
yeah,
off.
We did have some muddy grossness.
But anyways, my first pick was Christmas. Yours is Halloween. Just very logical first two picks.
Right.
My number three, this is where, and I think, or my number two.
Yeah.
This is where I think things can people, because I think Christmas and Halloween are pretty clear one and two. I think it's where people can start to jump around.
Mm-hmm.
My number two pick will be Thanksgiving. Because the food is amazing.
Mm.
What?
Continue.
You don't like Thanksgiving?
Hate.
Really?
Hate.
Why?
I hate every single Thanksgiving food.
I love
besides mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, but I feel like those don't even really like classify.
Oh, mashed potatoes are for sure.
Mashed potatoes.
Thanksgiving meal. I love ham. I don't like turkey.
I feel like sweet potato is more Thanksgiving, though.
No, mashed potatoes are
really
Thanksgiving. I like mashed potatoes. Sweet potatoes are fine.
Turkey, gross.
I love stuff. I don't like turkey.
Cranberry,
I love
gross.
I love stuffing.
The stuffing's okay.
Yeah. Stuffing's yummy. Mashed potatoes are delicious. I love cheesy hash browns. We usually have that. I don't mind a green bean casserole. Pies, I like pies. But it's just like a nice little pre-Christmas holiday.
Mm-hmm.
That Christmas is still a month away, so it's far, but it kind of gets you fired. Be like, oh, we're about to turn the page to Christmas season. So I feel like Thanksgiving is really nice. You just have a nice meal. Obviously, I love having 3 football games on Thanksgiving. So watch some NFL, eat some food, get full. And then once Thanksgiving's done, you kind of just turn your mind mentally and be like, all right, Christmas is coming now. We've checked all the prerequisites.
So that's like choosing Thursday as a favorite day of the week because it's close to Friday.
I love Thanksgiving food and I love the football. And I just don't like really care for any of the holidays.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like Thanksgiving.
Okay, that's
fair. I like the whole idea of getting family together and stuff, but besides that, I'm kind of like, meh. It's just kind of like, it's a lot of work, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been behind the other side of the Thanksgiving prep, but it's a lot of work,
yeah,
and it's more stressful than fun.
I would go to my grandma's, it was a lot of work, because I would be trying to sleep, and everyone's trying to cook. I'm like, guys.
Guys, I'm trying to enjoy my break
here. It is
8
a.m. I have a lot of eating to do today. Can you keep it down in there when you're cooking?
I'm trying to prepare myself. That's funny. My number 2 is my birthday.
That's a holiday? That's not a holiday.
It's not? Like birthdays? That's totally a holiday. It's a celebration.
Okay. I'll give it to you.
Like birthdays in general. That is a holiday.
I'd still put Thanksgiving about my birthday.
Yeah, you're not a big birthday guy, but I love birthdays.
Yeah.
Okay. I love birthdays in general. I love other people's. I love my own. I love attention.
Okay, I feel like there's no need for any further explanation.
Next holiday, my wedding.
So
I think people would agree that your birthday is a holiday.
Okay, I'm giving it to you. I'll give my. So I'm at Christmas and Thanksgiving, and you're at Halloween and your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Your birthday specifically.
Okay.
Just anyone.
But when I say
celebrating birthday.
When I say my birthday, I hope people read that and they think my birthday. You're like my birthday. Not Riley's birthday.
I'm struggling for my third pick because the two I'm choosing between, I don't even really like either of them that much. But I'm going to switch it up, which I had in my list is what should be number 3. And I'm actually looking at it
now. You know, you can pick like a Labor Day or something like that.
Yeah, I know. I have 11 listed
okay. That
we're going to go over in honorable mentions. But I'm trying to figure out what my third is going to be.
Okay.
My third is going to be New Year's.
That's a good one. I like that one.
I'm not like a huge... Some of my friends in our couples league were saying, like, would anyone be down to go to New York City for New Year's? And I'm like, that's never been, like, an interest to me where I feel like a lot of people, that's, like, their life goal. Like, one time I have to go to New York City and see the ball drop.
I'm down.
I mean, if other people were going, I would, but I wouldn't go out of my way to make it happen.
Right.
But I've never been a huge, like, go out and party New Year's, have a bit fun time. I honestly like I've kind of just kind of liked it as a kid, to be honest, when you just like watch the like 4 hours of coverage, which
that's
is like in New York City. Yeah, like I love just watching
I think it's fun
because they usually have like fun performers and it's fun little stuff, and it's a time full of just like hope for people.
Get some poppers.
It's always fun to whether you believe in New Year's resolution or not. I feel like even people who are super anti New Year's resolutions still in the back of their mind are like, all right, New Year's starting, I'm just gonna try to do this,
right?
Even if it's nothing grand,
right?
I think it's just a fun time of hope, and it's kind of like a real, it's just a nice clean slate. You're like, New Year's coming. Just had a ton of holiday. Like, I've just had whether it's a winter break from school or or for work. Like
to refresh.
Luckily, the place I work has winter breaks, dude. So, from work.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Well, my last job. My new job doesn't really. But
oh.
It's just a time where it's kind of like, it kind of stinks. New Year's a little stinks because it's like, oh, I'm about to, this winter break with Christmas stuff is about to be over. So, I have to go back to school or back to work. But in all, it's a good time of hope, good time of cheer. I'm just a fan of watching the programming.
You kind of think back on life, where you've been, where you're going.
Think back to what you did in the last year, what you accomplished, and what maybe you didn't accomplish. So then you can try to figure out what you want to do different in the new year. And then it kind of sets up for an electric January because I feel like everyone's very... like
people are amped in
people
January.
People are like peak sales in January.
Yeah.
I was vegan for all last January. And I did very well. But
that's funny.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. So my trinity is Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's. What's your third pick?
It's kind of hard, yeah. But I think my third pick is the 4th of July.
That's what I was choosing between. I was going to say that, but I decided not to.
Yeah. Well, thanks. It's 4th of July just because I love being patriotic, love the red, white, and blue, love drinking, love the lake, you know? It was fun, and we had a cute little 4th of July. It was very chill. We were here, but I got us some poppers. We sat out on our balcony. We ended up, we like went, I don't know why this didn't occur to me. I was in my PJs fully ready for bed, but I really wanted to see fireworks. And so I was like, let's go rooftop. Let's go see the fireworks. And I was like, are you sure? Because you're in your PJs and like, there's definitely going to be people up there. I'm like, no, there's not. Like, it's going to be totally fine. It's so late. We go up there. Sure enough, there's like a full on party going on on the rooftop. Yeah, 30,
40 people.
Of like people music, like dressed. Drinking. Yeah, yeah. Like, no. We still stayed up there a little bit though. And then we went back down and like hung around.
But yeah, because from our balcony we were able to see.
We probably saw just as much.
Yeah.
But it was still fun. I liked it.
Yeah, so the reason I'm not a huge fan of it is because I enjoy it for all the same reasons you are, but just like the day itself, because to me, like, there's not much different to me. The only difference between 4th of July and like a fun boat weekend is like just like the fireworks and the patriotic aspect. Which,
hello? Fun boat weekend plus fireworks, drinking,
yeah,
decorations, fun little outfits.
Okay, I'll give it to you. I mean, yeah. It's definitely,
I mean, a fun boat weekend's a fun.
It definitely deserves to be on a top three. I'm just saying, to me, it doesn't hold near a candle to Christmas or Halloween.
Oh my gosh, I agree.
Even New Year's.
I agree.
But anyways,
well, how about New Year's? It definitely holds a candle to New Year's.
It holds a candle, but I still like New Year's better. But let's talk any honorable mentions. Did you have anything else that if I took other things, you were going to... Because you didn't think I was going to take Thanksgiving, or you hate Thanksgiving. So what were you worried about?
When I was a kid, well, I wasn't worried about anything, really. I mean, I wanted Christmas, well, obviously, but...
Hold on, sorry to cut in, but you said there was three that were clearly better than the rest. Were you going to say Christmas,
Halloween, my birthday, and Halloween. Okay. My birthday, Riley Stafford's birthday. It's a national.
Yours in
holiday.
January too. So for your birthday, did you ever get the double dip where people are like, "Oh, it's here's your present for Christmas and birthday."
I purposely double dip. I so my mom, is pretty much the only person who gives me gifts. So I tell her, I'm like, I want you to combine my Christmas and my birthday
and get
gift.
Like a mega gift.
So she usually buys me a flight, which is a mega gift. So I usually just say, just combine those. And don't worry about getting me anything else. She always does because she's a sweetheart. Like, she'll get me, like, new socks or, like she just got me a new hairbrush. Like, she's so sweetie.
Yeah.
But she, yeah, I always ask for my gifts to be combined, so.
Yeah, I really enjoyed having an August birthday because it was kind of just like a, because as a kid, I don't know, I feel like, I can't speak for girls, but for guys, every growing up man has, like, a list of probably, like, 5 or 6 things that they want. They want, like, a TV, gaming system, laptop, phone, iPod. And I'm talking about throughout your life from when you're growing up. So it's like every Christmas, like, okay, this Christmas I want to get like an Xbox.
Sounds
the next
like a lot
Christmas,
of tech.
Yeah, definitely. I was a very techie kid. But it was kind of like awesome because just like every 6 months, you know, like, let's get the next gift.
Yeah, that is nice because it's like right in the middle.
Yeah.
But a lot of my friends, all of my friends, like close friends, have winter birthdays. All of them.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
It is.
It's a stressful time, though, because I spend a lot of money in that season. Like, because you have to buy them all. So we all double dip because we're like, hey, I get it. You don't have to buy me 2 gifts.
Were you ever a Black Friday person? Like, go to the stores, no. Stay out in lines?
I don't think I've been at that age yet. I think when I'm mom, I will love
Well, Black
Friday
is like dead now, though.
Is it?
Well,
I guess because online things.
Well, online, but I mean, like,
it's not
even... I
think I've done online Black Friday.
But, like, I mean, dead in terms of, like, Black Friday and midnight release aren't a thing now because all stores are like, oh, starting on Thanksgiving now.
Black Thursday, yeah.
Which is just super lame because then it's just eating into people's family time where people are just like, yeah, I get it. We're having family dinner, but I need to save money, so I need to get this $100 TV that's on sale.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. But... Yeah, online too. Like, it's like with Cyber Monday and Amazon.
I think I bought like jewelry from someplace.
But yeah, I did 1 year, did a Black Friday where I got a PS4 4, no, Xbox One, back when those came out. So I was probably in like,
oh, that's fun.
Probably junior high school. But it wasn't even a sale. It was like the first year it came out, and like the Black Friday was like literally like, oh, stand in a line just to get it for retail price. Mm-hmm. But any other honorable mentions? Or we didn't really talk about honorable mentions.
Oh, right. So I was going to say, if you asked me this when I was a kid, Easter would have been really high up there. Because my family used to ball out for Easter. Whenever we'd get together as a family, like my whole family, it would be me and mine, right? So the Staffords, the Puckets, who you know, them three, the boys. And then the Jacksons, who are my other cousins on that side, my mom's brother's kids. And there's five of them. So all of us would like wake up Easter morning and know that there is going to be an epic Easter egg hunt at the lake. Mm. So, like, when we first lived at the lake, we weren't in that house that you've been to. We were down closer to the marina. Mm-hmm. And there's this big park. Mm-hmm, and there's this big park over there. So they would hide all the eggs in there. When we moved, when they moved over to this new house, we'd hide it in the backyard. But before then, it was at this big park. And it was just, like, so much fun. Like, some of the best memories of fighting over eggs. And there's always money eggs that were big and golden. So it was just, it was a lot of fun. And, like, it was funny because we had big kids and little kids. Like, that's what we called them. So the little kids would get to go out first so the big kids didn't, like, trample them and take all the eggs. Mm-hmm. So they'd give the little kids a head start and they'd all go out. And so when you reach a certain age that you become a big kid, you're, like, pissed because you want to go out there. Yeah. And the little kids are, like, getting all the good stuff.
What age is that?
It was just kind of like a feeling. They okay. were big and little kids. And it was like, you know, when you kind of cross that threshold that you are now a big kid, it's kind of when you start hanging out with the big kids. Mm. You know, you want to do what the big kids are doing.
Yeah, I totally neglected Easter from this list. I'm like, not a big...
If you can get held down and beat up, you're not a big kid yet.
I've never been a big Easter guy, but I totally forgot about that holiday for this list. So, but it wouldn't have made my list any different or anything. But yeah, totally forgot about that.
That's right, good, that's yeah. Yeah, it, when I was little, it was definitely one of my favorites. But then you grow up and you see all the effort behind filling the eggs, hiding the eggs, and it's like, ugh. But it is fun to watch them run around.
I don't know. I think it's kind of fun, like, hiding eggs. I feel like it's not as much effort as, like, preparing a Thanksgiving feast.
Definitely not, yeah.
Or even a Christmas dinner.
Right.
But, yeah, so I also had honorable mentions. Memorial Day and MLK Day, I kind of grouped in for the same reasons, because Memorial Day is like a, or Memorial Day, wait, when is that Labor one? Day? I get that one and Labor Day mixed up. Labor Day just happened. Veterans Memorial Day, Day is...
Is that Memorial Day?
No, Veterans Day is different. Memorial Day, I think, is the one that's in, like, May, okay. I think. Mm. I'm going to fact check that quick. When is Memorial Day? This is live, look it up. May 31st. Okay. So, got it. So, I would put, this is purely for school-related purposes. Memorial Day and MLK Day have very important reasons for what the days are celebrating and remembering. But this is just for, the reason it's on the list is just for school-related purposes. MLK Day is, I think, it's on, like, the 14th. It's on in January or February.
Oh yeah, so it's in January.
That's nice because it's like a, you just got back from winter break. You're like, oh, school. Like, I have a whole another 6 months left of school. Uh-huh. But then it's a very nice, like, hey, you just got back to school. You just got back in swing things. Here, have a three-day weekend. You get a day off. Uh-huh. And then same with Memorial Day. It's like, oh, Christmas or summer needs to come sooner. And then it kind of gives you just a free little...
Labor Day is the one that's like in August, right?
Yeah, and I didn't like that. I put that as the worst because for Minnesota schools, I know it's different in Texas and everywhere else when you go back to school. But for us, it was always after Labor Day is when like the first day of school was. The first day of school was the day after Labor Day. So Labor Day always meant like tomorrow's school. Tomorrow starts the school year. Whereas I would love it for the same reasons as MLK Day and Memorial Day.
That's how it's for
me. If school starts in August, because like school started and then 2 weeks in, here's a bone, you get a day off.
So President's Day, I think, is the one I'm thinking
of. That one's in like February or January as well.
Oh, is it?
It's near MLK Day.
There's one near this time with the fair. And we'd always call it Fair Day because we'd get a day off school for like President's Day or something like that.
That might be Labor Day. Labor Day would just happen.
I don't think it was Labor Day though. Oh. But anyway, we called it Fair Day. Hmm. Or maybe my school just made it up. I don't know.
I think they probably just made
but
it up.
But Fair Day, we all got free tickets, and you'd all go to the fair, and you don't want to go on Fair Day, because it's really crowded.
Are there any other holidays that we're missing?
I mean, yeah, there's tons that we're missing. St. Patty's, but, like, pff, lame.
Yeah, never been a huge fan of that.
Me either. I don't get it. Same Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo. Yeah.
Pretty much what America has done to those kind of holidays. Like, oh, St. Patrick's Day, let's drink Guinness and whiskey.
Yeah, it's not like feels wrong.
Let's drink Guinness and whiskey. And then Cinco de Mayo, oh, is that margaritas? Like, it's just like, let's just have their theme of a drink. And
oh, for our Cinco de Mayo, we went to Red Lobster. That is so funny. Tyler's first crab experience on Cinco de Mayo.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. I had some other honorable mentions for best holidays. So mm-hmm. Holiday by Lil Nas X. Great song. Holiday by Green Day. I loved Green Day as a kid.
I like Lil Nas X.
Holiday gas station. That chain of gas stations. It might be a northern thing. I don't know. But good chain of gas stations. Uh-huh. British holiday, because that just means vacation.
Right. True. So good one.
So there's a lot.
That would have been a good one. You can just encapsulate all of summer.
Well, yeah. Just British holiday.
I'm going on a holiday.
Yeah. That just kind of encapsulates every holiday, every vacation.
Right.
Cause
that's
like,
so true.
Where are you going on holiday?
They don't use the word vacation.
Yeah, because they just said, like, they'll be like, "Oh, are you going to go on any holidays this year?"
Got back from holiday. So
there's a lot of songs named holiday, and then British holiday, holiday gas station.
You're right. That's so true. Good.
Drew
mentions.
Holiday is a basketball player.
Uh huh.
There's holidays all around. But
holiday sauce.
Holiday Inn.
Hollandaise.
Hollandaise sauce.
Holiday Inn is good.
Holiday Inn.
I don't know if I've stayed in one.
I have. Okay.
I probably have.
Now I figured next we can talk about the movies. So we won't go too in-depth into this because it's been a while, but we never talked about Candyman.
Right.
So that's what we saw 3 weeks ago.
It's funny because we've talked about it a lot in our regular life to people.
Yeah, because like when we talk about
it
with your mom.
It feels like we talked about it on the podcast.
Because yeah, we wanted to talk about it on the podcast so people could know, but then we talked about it with like your mom. So we kind of gave our spiel. So we'll just quickly go through it because we got a new movie to talk about. But all in all, Candyman.
Good.
Was good. It was not that scary. More just like kind of creepy.
Yeah.
But it was not that scary. It was good. Terrible driving experience, though.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I had to jump a car.
So, yeah. So, we were just chilling in the trunk of your SUV and just watching the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, this is like a horror movie, technically. It wasn't that scary, but by, like, you're on edge, you know, because you're like, oh, something could pop out before you've seen it. And then someone just, like, comes up to the back of our car and is like, hey, do you guys have any jumper cables you can borrow? There's a car right next to us. And then we're like, yeah, I guess. Annoyed, but fine.
He also just kind of, like, stared at us for a little bit before he asked. And I was like, I am, like, laying in my car. Can you not?
Yeah, it was very uncomfortable. But then we gave him the jumper cables and...
He goes away.
It crossed my mind many times, being like, okay, you have the jumper cables.
Yeah.
But how is that going to help you? And then, like, 10 minutes later, he just comes back.
It's like he thought about it.
Yeah. Like, 10 minutes later, he comes back and he's like, oh, can you also give me a jump? And then we're like, oh, fucking course. But, yeah, that was just...
And I go... Oh, my battery's not very good.
Because it actually isn't.
I know. But, like, as if that would, like, deter him. Oh, then no problem. I'll go find someone else.
And didn't you... We had to move your car to get closer to his...
Yep. Move my car to get closer. You have to turn your car off to jump a car. Like, turn it off, turn it back on.
So we lost
audio.
So
we're missing the movie.
Missing the movie, which already was, like, a short movie. It was, like, an hour and a half.
It's short in, like, every moment. Mm-hmm. Is important to the plot.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was all in all frustrating, but the other con of that driving experience also kind of became a positive note for what we had to do was that so many people just had their headlights on.
Yep.
And it's so distracting, but the only solace in that was when we had to jump a car and we were being obnoxious, like a lot of other people being obnoxious.
So yeah, true.
But it was very weirdly packed, like the most packed by far we ever saw the drive-in. Mm-hmm. Like every movie had just rows and rows.
Especially
and rows of
Paw
cars.
Patrol.
No, Shang-Chi. Remember that one we were coming?
Mm-mm.
Oh, Shang-Chi, we went and that was...
Super full.
Yeah, it was super
full.
Was
it premiering or something?
I think that was like the first weekend of it.
Okay.
But all in all, Candyman... So this kind of goes into what I wanted to talk about too. Is like we need to... We're going to... This is like a regular thing. We're going to go driving movies. So I need to start writing down our scores we're getting movies. So we reviewed Old. We reviewed Jungle Cruise. We reviewed Free Guy.
Mm-hmm.
And
now we're doing Candyman.
Was Candyman the fourth? We only saw three other movies.
I think so.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
Okay, Candyman. What do you give it out of 10?
Ugh, I just didn't like the end very much. 7.6.
Yeah, that's a good score. I'd say I give it. Yeah, 7.5. Pretty close to what you gave it.
Yeah, it's pretty easy for me to like movies. I mean, like, I'm not very picky. But I'm a big endings girl. Yeah, I like things to be wrapped up.
The ending was... I don't know. It's weird because we wanted the ending to be almost stronger than it was, like harsher.
Right.
To really drive home the point. But...
Yeah.
Yeah, but the ride to the end was fun. Like, it was kind of a creepy little story and kind of fun to track. Definitely. And see the man go crazy.
Right. And like, we didn't know this, but tying it a lot with the...
Yeah, if you've seen the first movie, you probably would love it because there's a lot of tie-ins. But I think that's
I'd recommend watching the first one before you go see this because I think it would make it cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Because they touch on it a lot and they twist the story of the first one in mm-hmm. a fun way. So I think it's kind of cool to watch the first one and mm-hmm. then go see this one. Because I think you also understand it a bit more because we were a little lost with some of it. Like, we put it together, but...
Yeah, it was one of those movies we had to come home and watch, like, a 20-minute video of, like, okay,
yeah, like, here's what it means.
But it was very much worth it. But that's all we probably have saying Candyman. So what we saw on Friday night was Cop Shop.
So gory.
So let's first, before we get into the movie, talk about our driving experience a bit. We put up a TikTok on Balls and Holes Pod. Uh-huh. The driving experience was almost really good.
Yeah.
We're
close.
We got these lawn chairs, or like the type of chairs, you know, like if you're... child is a soccer game, like all the parents kind of bring those little,
that's how I describe
bags,
it.
Bag chairs that they sling over your shoulders and
fold
just
out.
Folds out. We got one of those, but it's like a couch. It's like two wide and honestly like probably three wide. You could probably fit another person on it. Like they're wide.
Yeah.
They're nice little fold out like couch thing that we got from Target. It worked out really well.
Mm-hmm.
Brought little poofs for footrests.
Right.
Got some snacks. We didn't go crazy with the snacks. We
it
got
has a couple cup good holders.
Snacks. It has cup holders and little snack pouches.
Uh-huh.
So the chair's really nice.
Yeah.
We need a little headrest to figure out something with that.
We're thinking of bringing like an airplane neck pillow next time.
I think that would be
good. To just like chill.
But for the audio, we bought a portable speaker because the thing is we wanted to stop wasting gas.
Radio.
Portable radio. Yeah. Sorry. Because it needs to be attuned to a radio station. And we mm-hmm. wanted to stop wasting gas because anyone who goes to drive-in, you're risking your car getting... like
your battery dying. Turn your car off but not the radio,
which we've become somewhat drive-in vets at this point. So if it wasn't for Candyman experience, we might have been like starting to be like, oh, you know what, maybe we could leave our car off. And then of course we had to jump another car during a movie.
Yeah,
so
we're like, no.
So yeah, just better than not. So we got a portable radio because you actually need like a legit radio, and it seemed really loud, but we underestimated just when you're out in the open sitting outside, like the sound just travels everywhere. It's not trapped in a room.
Not only that, but movies aren't made to be played throughout a single speaker type situation.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because like you could tell when talking was happening, like lower volume, it was supposed to be coming out of like something. You know what I mean? It was like it wasn't working well. That's why I think
you just need like a surround sound.
Right. Or like different, because it's kind of like the way how when you're listening to a song and like the artist knows to like play both ears type of thing, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that when we're thinking of getting, it has a headphone jack. Mm-hmm. So we're thinking of getting a little branch and having headphones in so we can listen on it. And I think that'd be like a fun experience too, of just kind of like getting to have headphones, like a silent.
For sure. Because the one thing I realized that I liked more about being in the back of your car is I felt more immersed in the movie because we were like in a little hut or like in like your trunk of an SUV.
Right.
So you're kind of enclosed. You can kind of be like locked in the movie, which I didn't feel that when we were outside, but I think headphones would help. Because even with a loudspeaker, I still feel like I'd be, like, focusing on, like, other cars' noises and, like, mm-hmm. other things. But with headphones, I feel like you'd just really be, like, more locked in the movie.
Maybe even more so.
Because it was really nice, like, sitting outside. It felt really nice.
It was. It did feel really nice. It felt more movie theater-y, too. Because mm-hmm. we had our snacks and everything.
Yeah. Sitting in chairs. But mm-hmm. after about probably 10, 15 minutes, we just went and sat in my car.
Yeah, we couldn't do it. It was too loud.
Which was fine. Like, I didn't mind it at all. So, like, if we're ever...
Push comes to shove.
Yeah. Because I was always worried, like, oh, my car's not a driving car because it's just a sedan. But sitting in the seats wasn't bad. And it's kind of just, like, a good thing that if we ever go and we are planned sitting in the chair and say, oh, we're just way too cold
right.
or it starts raining or something.
Right.
Good backup plan.
Backup.
So, yeah. But then the actual movie itself... We both went in pretty blind. You actually went in a little more knowledgeable than me.
I read the summary.
I didn't read the summary or anything. So
like the preview summary thing, not like the movie summary.
Yeah. So going into it, I saw the title Cop Shop and saw Gerard Butler was in it. That's pretty much all I knew. I figured Gerard Butler was going to be one of the cops or just like the main bad guy, which he kind of was, I guess. But mm-hmm. the main thing I thought was Cop Shop to me was just a term that just sounded to me like it was gonna be either a buddy cop movie. I knew it was gonna be action, but I thought it would have a little more light tone.
Mm.
I didn't think it just doesn't sound like that thrilling or of a movie, but it was definitely a darker movie, like
very dark
thriller. Yeah, I'd say thriller.
Kind of funny though.
A little bit, but it definitely wasn't. It wasn't like a Kevin Hart and Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Oh yeah, not
movie.
Funny in that way. Yeah. Funny in like a, that's dark. Haha.
Yeah, so definitely dark.
Yeah.
Because the Anthony Lamb guy is pretty crazy, but
and like that's a, funny.
Yeah. But I was. We both agree it should have been 5 minutes shorter. Like the end.
Just cut the end was good. And just crop it.
Yeah, the end was good, but then they just went on too long and just did a one of those just unimaginable things where you're like, that's just so.
Like, I was following and you lost me. I was with you the whole ride.
We both agreed it's like when you watch an action movie, you just accept things. You accept that people are going to miss shots with bullets. You're going to be like, how would you miss that shot? Like, if you watch any movie with guns and you're just worried about like, oh, how are they missing their shots? Like, stop. Like, you're just going to be disappointed. So we put all that aside.
You accept that people can survive multiple gunshot wounds. Mm-hmm.
But then the ending just went too, just pushed it too far.
Yeah.
But all in all, I was like pleasantly surprised.
For
by
no
the movie.
Reason. There was no reason.
There was no reason. It wrapped up super well. But and I never know how, like spoiler intensive to go for these. Like we could easily just tell what we're talking about, but.
Not worth spoiling,
even though I feel like no one listens.
No, it's not worth spoiling, but just so you know, we feel. It went on too long.
Yeah.
It could have been wrapped up literally 5 minutes earlier. But and then it would be.
I was pleasantly surprised because it, for us with the drive-in, like most, they have 7 screens all showing different movies. And, you know, when a movie comes out, it's not like it's just there for a week and then it's gone. So we've seen a lot of them that have been there. And I really thought, because next week we're going to go see Venom. And I really thought that this week was going to have to be like a filler week where it's like, well, it was. We weren't really like in love with any of the options.
Venom is this week?
Yeah, that's what I realized. I thought we had to have one more week.
Oh, I did too.
Which is what I'm talking about here, like these filler weeks where it's like we didn't really have anything we were dying to see. So it's like, oh, let's see Cop Shop. Which is what I love about this weekly movie thing is that it's going to make us see movies we otherwise probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
And I was pleasantly surprised. Like I enjoyed the time we spent there.
Like, I liked
it was
it
a good,
too.
It was a solid movie.
When we showed up, nobody was there.
Yeah, it was. It ended up being big,
but the drive-in was dead
big.
When we got
there.
Yeah,
the drive-in was dead, but the lady taking tickets said it was because it was like homecoming weekend.
She was bitter about it too.
Yeah,
she's like, "That's why they got me
so,
in here."
So out of 10, what would you give Cop Shop?
I gave it a 6.8 on the TikTok.
What did I give it?
You gave it an 8.
8. Yeah, I really did enjoy the ride.
I enjoyed the ride, but I think it was just so disappointing.
The ending was very disappointing
because it's so stupid. It's just like. You had such a good quality movie going with really great acting and like I really enjoyed it. I was like tricked into trusting untrustworthy people. Like I too was like following along and like very much like you were saying in the eyes of the police officer that we were following like because like I agreed with the decision she was making and it was just kind of like, "Ugh, I don't know what to do here." But then the end is so cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like you had me and you lost me and it was just yeah, I was disappointed to the point where I'm willing to deduct a lot of points over that.
Okay, that's fair.
Because it was going so well.
Next week, we should be seeing Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
I am so excited. Okay, so Tyler has known Venom is my favorite movie. Which, a lot of people don't like it. But I think it's a great movie, and I'm super, super excited. And I'm glad that this movie, I think it's getting some hype. So, I'm really excited for it.
Yeah,
because it wasn't like picking up much hype. I remember like you and I watched Venom together and I said something like, don't they set it up so perfectly for like a sequel? And you're like, yeah. And you looked it up like, when is Venom 2? And it's like, oh, in a month. And we're like, oh, cool, but what?
Yeah.
So
I'm starting to see a little more trailers.
Me too. I have been too. That's why I'm glad it's like picking up hype because I'm really excited for it. And like, I don't know. I think it's going to be good. I'm super excited. And I like all the actors.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pumped. What's that name of the bad guy? The clown, like, with the hair?
Carnage?
Yeah.
What's
the name of that actor?
Woody Harrelson?
He's, like, really big. Yeah, is that who it is?
Yeah.
I like him. Yeah. He, like, plays his roles good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's kind of, like, creepy bad guy all the time.
Right? Yeah. He's played a wide variety of roles.
I like him.
But, yeah, it should be fun. Looking forward to seeing it. That'll be the 5th movie we've seen at the drive-in. Or no. Yes. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we need to start writing down all these. Then we can, because soon we'll have so many that we'll just have like, okay, what's our top 5 of what we've seen? But it is fun to see movies you wouldn't otherwise see in the kind of forced self-season things. But I kind of want to do that with like the just top 100 movies of all time or something. Just like every week, just like randomly just choose one and watch one. Because I haven't seen a lot of them either. And I want to get cultured more movies.
So this is on the same strand, but a little off. The thing about like the top 100 movies is that I expect something from them. But I go into things like Cop Shop with, it could be an awful movie and I still enjoy myself.
Mm-hmm.
Things when it starts going... The reason I gave Cop Shop such a hard time is because it was going so well, mm-hmm. and then it went bad. But if it was just bad all the way through, I still probably would have enjoyed it, you know? Mm-hmm. But what I was saying is I go into movies that if people tell me it's going to be a good movie, it needs to be good or else I'm going to be picky about it.
Yeah, that's why you're a little disappointed with Parasite.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's why I really did not like Parasite.
Mm-hmm.
We just watched it, and it was just such a letdown. So boring.
Yeah.
Boring, predictable.
I liked it more than you, but... Definitely didn't live up to the hype.
It was just predictable. Like, I was, like, calling everything before it happened, which is annoying. I hate being that person. Sorry, Tyler, that you have to put up with that. But it's like, I didn't like
it. I didn't expect people to be living in the basement. That was a big twist.
Yeah.
But other than that. But that was, like, such a weird movie in terms
But we kept waiting for something to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, for it to just be that, mm-hmm. we were kind of like, okay.
I
wanted it to be like a decrepit little child or something.
For some reason, I just had no clue. Like, I went into that movie so blind too, and like it was a lot lighter than I thought it'd be. Like
it was funny.
Like, it was funny and fun at the beginning. Like yeah. I enjoyed the way they set it up with like, oh, everyone's sneaking their way into this family. And
right, and we were like getting hype over it. Like, oh my gosh, like, what are they gonna do? Mm-hmm. But I don't know. And
I think that goes back to your point of why like a movie with high expectations, because there was things you did like about it, and it was fun in the beginning. And there was some twists that were, like, a lot were predictable, but there were some things. But I think that falls into the category of, if, like, we just watched that movie randomly, like, went to the drive-in side.
Right,
you'd be like, yeah, you know, that's a 7 out of 10. If it was just some,
like, indie, like, random thing I found on Netflix, mm-hmm. I'd be like, good movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it just had so much hype. Mm-hmm. Like, so much hype.
So much hype. So, so for you, that can hurt you.
But we are excited for that Korean TV show we're wanting to watch.
Yeah, and I've been seeing a lot of TikTok.
I think it looks really good. I think it's, like,
getting a lot of hype.
Yeah.
It's called The Squid, I believe. Squid
we're
Game.
Over
Squid
that one. Game.
But yeah, we're going to be watching that. And also, I saw on TikTok that you can either watch it dubbed or in the original Korean with the subtitles. And I think we both prefer original with the subtitles.
Because I'm going to read either way.
I'm going to read either way. And I just get so taken out of the moment in dubs.
Same, like, it's distracting.
Another really big...
I'm like, I wonder what they really said.
I think there's a show on Netflix called, like, The Heist or Money Heist or something.
Yes,
That's, like, a really popular show,
and they dubbed that one, too.
That's dubbed. And I just can't get into it because I can get it dubbed. Like, I can
and
watch...
And the voice actors sometimes don't fit, and mm-hmm. you're like...
I can watch foreign films. Like, I had no issue watching Parasite, and I'll watch foreign films or anything, but I would much rather just have their original, what they're saying in whatever native language, and then I'll read the subtitles.
Yep.
But...
I feel the same way.
Yeah. Anything else we want to go over? So we started Survivor. We're like a half episode in. But mm-hmm. what I want to be more locked into is we watched the episode and we give it like at least just like 5 to 10 minutes of Survivor talk at then. Because we are big Survivor fans. We've kind of gotten lost out of it a little bit. But at our core, we're big Survivor fans. So we'll talk next week about the season one or episode one and episode two. And then we can maybe give a bigger Boston Rob shout out next week.
True. Once we get back on our Survivor grind.
Then we'll
be back on the Rob grind.
Yeah, because I see tons of TikToks from previous Survivors. So I think they're like CBS or whatever is telling them like, hey, get your name back out there and try to push
really?
This. So
that's funny.
I don't know. I've just seen so many stuff from like Ozzy, Tyson, Kelly Purple.
If anyone is ever looking for, this is back to the movie thing. If anyone's ever looking for a good thriller, one of the movies I really love on Netflix that is just like a good Netflix, just looking for something to entertain yourselves and you like thrillers, Would You Rather is a good one.
Do you think about that because we thought that was similar to Squid Game?
Yeah, we're talking about thrillers and stuff. So if you're a thriller person, not horror, it's definitely thriller.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get Riley to watch more movies. It's not like super successful, but it's been successful on you watching, but I don't think it's been super successful on you enjoying. Drive-ins you have, but I mean like watching a movie, just like we're more TV show people.
At home.
Right.
But every week I watch multiple movies with you.
Yeah, at least one. We'll drive in.
Yeah. And that's, like, unthinkable for me.
Mm-hmm. Whereas for me,
I usually watch, like, a movie a year.
Yeah, I'm normally, like, a movie a day person.
Right. That's like, insane.
Well, it's not, like, I don't watch them, like, intensively. It'll be, like, before bed, like, I'll just, like, throw on a movie.
It's just for me, I'm the type of person where, like, I can pause a TV show and come back to it. But if you fall, Tyler falls asleep during everything we watch. Mm-hmm. If you fell asleep during a movie, I would be so irritated.
I don't really fall asleep during movies.
Yes, you do.
I fall asleep during TV shows all the time.
You fell asleep during Hangover. That's why we never finished them.
True, but that's seen it like 80 times. There's a new movie I'm not going to be.
I haven't.
Fair. Okay. But I think we can wrap it up there.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap up the podcast. I have to go.
Watch Would You Rather.
Yeah, go watch Would You Rather. Watch NFL Sunday.
If you like scary things or thrillers.
It's not scary.
It's
weird, gory, so.
Creepy, it's gory, yeah. Gory.
With a depressing ending. But
bro, that's like the biggest part of the movie.
I didn't spoil it. Okay. The ending's depressing. All right. That does it for episode 9 of Balls and Holes Podcast / season 2, episode 1.
Time to watch some football.
Go follow us on everything at Balls and Holes Pod. And any last words?
Tell your mom you love her.
That's good last words.
Love you, Mom.